one of the sayings that I've said over and over for years to certain individuals. It applies to everyone, applies to everybody's journey. The only way you will ever win your war on God is by losing it. It's a very cryptic sentence, but what do I mean by the war?
Fight.
Yeah, everybody's fight. And what's the fight about? It's about being right.
Making God wrong.
Making God wrong. What else? I know better. Punishing God. Look what you did to me. Look at the parents you gave me. Look at the suffering you gave me. How could you allow this? Everybody's at war with God, the giver of life, the creator of life, the river of endless love, giver of all bounty, all happiness. Everybody's got their fists up. How could you let me suffer the way I did? How could you send me into this hell called earth? How could you give me conditionally loving parents? How could you, you know, allow my children to die? How could you allow my spouse to leave me? How could you allow me to get fired? How could you, boom, 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 boom. But he's at war with God. Being right, making God wrong, punishing God. And yet, is God fighting back? Is God defending himself? Is God trying to be right? So what's the only way you're going to win that war? By losing it. You can't win the war. It's only when you lose, you win. You only win the war by losing it. Because you can't win a war on God. Love always wins. So when you give up and you allow yourself to lose your fight and lose your war, you win. Because you were the only one fighting in the first place. God's not at war with you. And the fact that you're at war with God means you're at war with yourself. Because God is you. Now, does it make sense? When you lose, you win. Good people live in hell for one reason, because they won't forgive themselves. That's hell. Self-condemnation, self-non-forgiveness. And if you each look in your lives, it has a different flavor and a different story. But the one thing keeping you from total merging with God, total emergence as your divinity, is the various ways and degrees to which you will not forgive yourselves. That's where, why, and how, and to what degree you live in hell. And if you all look at your life circumstances, you'll see. The thing that causes you pain is your lack of forgiveness for self. And you can all look in the many ways that is true and plays out. So, since there's nothing outside of self, if that is your rite of passage through the gateway and experience of self-forgiveness, one discovers the heights of self-love, which is discovering oneself as God. Therefore, to attain that, what do you do and create in your life? People and circumstances which give you the opportunity to choose forgiveness. And as you choose to forgive the people and circumstances in your life who you believe have wronged you, even though you created them, since nothing's real, that is the instrument and vehicle, road and journey for you to access and then master forgiveness of self, which then reveals your divinity and restores it. So all the different things that are in your life that you refuse to forgive, and all the different people who've wronged you and hurt you, who you've refused to forgive, you chose wanted, needed, and created, so that you would forgive them and learn to forgive and then love yourself. Therefore, none of them are real. Just you. Make sense? That's what the whole journey is about. So take these seeds. I highly suggest you folks get copies of today. Make a copy of this. Because as the events of the next year play out, this is going to unravel like a tapestry beyond anything this whole world, much less you, has ever seen. Of course, the whole world won't see it now, but you'll see it. If you stay awake and present, this will unravel retroactively like chains of millions of dominoes. And you'll barely be able to contain the awe in your eyes and consciousness, or keep your jaw off the floor as you swim in the ocean of tears that will fill every space you enter when you watch the marvel and the wonder and the tapestry of God's will unfolding like a reverse chain of dominoes retroactively, which I quite prophetically laid before you prior to embarking. And in so doing, you all will, those who come through the other side, will not even, when you pinch yourself, be able to comprehend the amount of transformation you will have experienced in a very short amount of time. It will feel like lifetimes of evolution. And those of you who emerge triumphant and victorious will have taken multitudes with you and will go on for the rest of your embodiments in liberating countless multitudes with the wisdom and divine power you will have amassed in the next year of your life. If you focus on the illusion, it'll eat you alive, and sadly, you won't even know. The window shade will come down and you won't know, and you won't know that you don't know, because your soul will have to do that to protect you. The whole journey is about self-forgiveness. That's the magic. There's the key right there, folks. So now you have it. That's why our parents came into our lives the way they did, spoke the way they did, treated us the way they did. A was what we wanted and needed, B is what we asked of them, and C, it was in the manner and form and appearance we wanted and needed and chose. They did it, their souls did it for us out of their immense love for us. And now the reverse end of the spectrum is happening in your relationship with me. They embodied the distortion in the way you needed to see it. And I embody the truth in the way you need to see it and hear it. So what I embody and what I speak and what I do to you and for you and give to you has nothing to do with who I am. It has to do with what you need. You're the one in charge. You create it. This is all played out like a very fine hand of cards, very divinely orchestrated. When your whole focus becomes, you did this, you did that, I'm mad at this, I'm mad at that, you're totally in the illusion, totally and completely. But you said this, Ma, but you said this, wife, but you said that, Guruji, but you did this, and that's not loving, and ba 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 ba. That's the non-reality. You are more value to God and to me liberated than in bondage and servitude. You also offer greater service liberated than in bondage. And you can reach more people. So when you think your life is tough or God's asking a lot of you, think again. Think again. One embodiment is a small offering for the gain that God in creation will have by helping to be a demonstration of love and to lead others out of darkness by example. And yet it's also another example of when you lose, you win. Because we think, well, we gave up our lives. Oh, big deal. We're already immortal and we've already lived jillions of lives. What's a drop in the bucket? One day. Whole embodiment is not even one day in the life of God. Not even a minute. If you live 80 to 100 years, it's less than a minute of God's reality. It's a blink of your soul's eternal eye. A whole embodiment. And we have so much investment in it, so much attachment. Oh, it's my life, it's my career, it's my goal, my dream. My, my, my. Too many my's. Way too many my's for our own good. So, when you lose, you win. What are you losing? Your life. What life? Whoever said it was yours in the first place? Can anyone remember? Anyone remember when you were born, someone saying this belongs to you? No one ever said it was ours. So when you lose it, you win, because you get heaven, you get God's reality, you get all the happiness in the world, and you get the fulfillment of seeing other people find happiness and peace and be released from bondage of self-hatred and self-condemnation, the very thing which held you captive and imprisoned in the mind of non-forgiveness. Is that really a loss? Not in my book. It's like winning God's lottery. Food for thought. It's also important to bear in mind that the whole journey and process of forgiveness doesn't have to be this long, drawn-out, arduous thing. All transcendence occurs in less than timelessness. It's only a human free will choice, conscious, unconscious, or some combination thereof, which wishes to drag it out over a period of time just to satisfy your mind and your ego, usually for the purpose of self-punishment. But forgiveness can be as easy as, I forgive you. The full power of God roars through everyone's veins and lives in everyone's heart. So it doesn't, if you want to say, well, I'll work on forgiveness and, you know, and I'll do this forgiveness prayer for the next 50 years, so hopefully I'll one day forgive you. You can do that if you like. Or you can just access the Christ in you and the full tabernacle of God's heart, which created you and lives in you, and say, I forgive you. Because A, I can, and B, I am pure love, and C, so are you. Therefore, I forgive you. And D, since you don't exist, there's nothing to forgive. And the flip side works the same way. If there's no one out there, who's there to be angry at? Who's there to blame? There's just you and that very powerful tool I've been haunting you with for years, the mirror. The single most powerful tool I will ever give you. Why? Because you're the only person on the planet. There's no one to blame. There's no one to punish. And that includes you. If you turn it all inward on yourself, then you're back to square one, because that's how the separation all began in the first place. When you internalized all the distortion your parents put upon you, because in your eyes you saw them as God, which all children do, and God is infallible, perfect love, therefore anything that happened that was not loving was your fault, and that's what precipitated and created the separation in the first place, because no one is born separate. You only break, usually between the age of 5 and 7, after you've spent several years receiving conditional love, seeing what you know as the imperfect world, and blaming yourself for it. Eventually you believe it, you believe the false reality, and you become it. And then you sever your conscious connection to the divine and spend the rest of your life in hell, refusing to forgive yourself, refusing to remember. Until wise souls, through their tenacity and God's grace, find someone who found the way back and is echoing and screaming the truth and showing the way. So, you determine how long you want to take to forgive others and forgive yourself. You could cut right to the chase. Alrighty, there you have it. Remember, bless everyone and everything all the time. Namaste.